I unplugged Aunt Grace's white plastic radio that she keeps on the kitchen counter and took it upstairs with me so I could have some music while I worked. Another thing I wanted more than anything in the world was my own portable radio, but I just couldn't afford to spend $19.95 on a luxury like that. When I was famous, I would have a radio in every room. The photoplay story about me would explain, "So she can have music wherever she goes." Maybe that could be my trademark. I plugged the radio in next to my bed and finished packing my suitcase. Elvis was singing "Blue Suede Shoes" when I started packing the hatbox. I sort of bounced around the room, picking up my stuff, opening drawers, singing the words along with him. I knew them by heart, of course. I had to take all my cosmetics and makeup with me. Those were the only other things besides magazines that I spent money on, but I knew they were worth it. The right makeup can transform a merely pretty girl into a true beauty. And there are lots of merely pretty girls who think they can get into the movies. I would be competing with them for my big break. And like I said, I'm realistic enough to know I have to be as beautiful as possible to make it in Hollywood. But I also planned to live out of that hat box on my trip to California. So I had to get some underwear and a pair of shorty pajamas and a change of clothes in there, too. I couldn't keep opening and closing the big suitcase every time I needed something. With all those bottles and jars and compacts and things, I was a little worried about stuff breaking. But I wrapped some of the breakables in my thick, white crew socks and hoped for the best. I glanced at the clock on my night table. It was noon already. Aunt Grace and Uncle Ted would be back in 15 minutes. I looked around the little room, trying to see if I had forgotten anything. I pulled the desk chair over to the closet and hauled the big suitcase up to the top shelf. I nearly broke my arms trying to wedge it back on the shelf where it belonged, but I got it. I pushed the chair back under the desk and stuck the hat box all the way over to one side of the closet, behind my crinolines, where you couldn't see it when you opened the door. The crinolines were another problem, but I had solved that very cleverly, I thought. I absolutely had to take them with me, because I needed them to wear under.